This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friend, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to cover a couple things today, but the long of it is this. We're going to be talking about George Washington. He warned of the party spirit, exactly what you see the American people caught up into today. The warning that has gone unheeded on so many different fronts, friends. It's absolutely ridiculous and embarrassing that so many people are sick and tired of the establishment, yet they keep getting caught up into the same game over and over and over again, which, again, the definition of that, friends, equals and defines out to be insanity. And that's where we're at today. Insanity. So we're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes. Also wanted to get over to Jim Jordan. Y'all know who he is, right? He's supposed to be the watchdog, the American politician serving as the U.S. representative for Ohio's 4th Congressional District since 2007. And he's on some oversight now where he's the new American appeaser, like that of a Trey Gowdy, right? He talks big, but nothing's ever done. You know, like Daryl Issa, you know, he talks big, but nothing's ever done. And, you know, like Jason Chaffetz, he talks big, but nothing's done. And it should come as no surprise because we all understand that 1 Kings 13:33 tells us what? It tells us that the baser sort are appointed, or the lowest of the people, they're appointed by corrupt kings to high places because they want to take the standard of fallen man and put them up as if they are one to be emulated on so many different fronts. But again, read 1 Kings 13:33. It says this: after this, Jeroboam, the corrupt king who refused to turn away from his evil way, but made again of the lowest of the people, folks, regardless of what it is, if it's music, if it's movies, if it's actors, if it's politicians, if it's priests, like it tells us here, they're appointed. Why? Because they can be extorted. They can be told what to do because they have been caught in some sort of crime. And if they don't do what they're told, then guess what? They're going to be outed. Well, guess what? We're dealing with that with another American appeaser named Jim Jordan. Now, the reason I'm teeing this up right now is because I'm going to play some audio for you right now. Actually, I'm sorry. I'm teeing it up for you to listen to some audio. I'll play it during the second segment. For those that did not know, he's the new conservative watchdog. He's the one that gives congressional oversight. If something goes wrong, he's not the guy you want to sit in front of and be grilled. And keep in mind, friends, grilling is nothing. It's nothing but grilling because nothing's ever done. And what are we lacking in this country? I continuously make reference to it. Justice, friends. Isaiah 26, verse 9 tells us, when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. If you want to know why your country is going to hell in a handbasket, is because your said politicians are withholding the law that they promised to uphold. That's what's happening here. But speaking of Jim Jordan, it's reported in the Washington Post, why is Jim Jordan surviving and thriving despite Ohio State sexual abuse scrutiny? Why does he have his accusers on the mainstream media? saying that Jim Jordan is lying about claiming to not have known about alleged abuse against boys. Huh, this sounds all too familiar, doesn't it, friends? Conspiracy of Silence, not saying anything, but do check out the documentary. You know, the 5,000 members of the DOD, Department of Defense, that were busted downloading child pornography, right? Nothing was ever done to them during an ICE investigation. Watergate, you know it as Watergate. You know, two parties checking in on each other and one got busted. That's not what it was about. It was a smoke screen to cover for a political pedophile ring that was going on during the 70s. It took place in the 80s, and it goes on all the more today. Rest assured. So, friends, why is it that Jim Jordan is now, again, is kind of the new Trey Gowdy, the American appeaser? And I call them the American appeasers because what they do is they talk big and nothing's ever done. There's never any resolve that's brought about. Have you ever noticed politicians, they blame each other of crimes all day, and they're never prosecuted? See, that is pro wrestling at its very worst, friends. That's the game the American people are caught up into. And now when we have a Jim Jordan accused of lying about claiming to have not known about alleged abuse in wrestling in Ohio concerning boys and pedophilia, guess what? He's appointed to a high position in government. And again, it goes right back to 1 Kings 13:33. They're appointed, and why are they appointed? Because they can be controlled that way. And rest assured, we're not talking here on the Sons of Liberty out of speculation. No, we're giving you facts, friends. We did a whole show just recently on 87 politicians that were busted for crimes against children, and we named names. And somehow or another, the American people are appeased by that. Now, I want to tell you something. Our forefathers told us that if we want to get the American people to do something, show the crimes that have been committed against them and the innocent. Show the people the crimes of the guilty. And it's that important, friends. Okay? So if we want to bring about change, we're going to have to do it all on our own, all on our own fronts. And then our communities, and then our counties, then our cities, then our states, then our nation. That's how it works here. But what I'm going to do is when I come back on the other side of this break, friends, I'm going to play some audio from Lying Jim Jordan. He's the new watchdog. Again, the conservatives are completely, they're enamored with this guy. They totally love him. When they think of Jim, man, if anybody's going to get the job done, Jimmy's going to be the one to do it. Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, no, he's not, and no, he hasn't. But I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you who he is endorsing. And I want you to listen to him lie to the American people once again, friends, because this, again, is what you've been putting up with for a long time in this country. Before we get to that, friends, before we take this hard break, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's the fruit in the basket. Shows you what we are doing. If you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, get 13 to 15 articles there combating the lies in the mainstream media. Friends, this is why we're being censored. This is why we're being shadow banned. This is why we're being expunged. But I'm here to tell you that's why we brought the lawsuit that we just dropped last Friday concerning the big tech companies. And I am all the more, friends, encouraged to stay the course regardless as to how they come back. Because there's going to be no barter, friends, on the line of what's right and wrong in the sight of God. When we do get into court and into discovery, you can rest assured. Also, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. And or Before It's News. Before It's News, we're on the front page there. Click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9333. 9933. We'll be right back after this break.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I see ya. Oh, my goodness. Some of them are just like, whoa, right? Hey, folks, by the way, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. 1 Corinthians 11:1. We have 1 Timothy 2:5, John 14:6, Acts 4:12. You get the point. So again, friends, that's who we follow here, okay? The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are not Democrats. We are not Republicans. We are Christocrats. And if everybody that claimed to be Christians in this country did the same thing, friends, I'll tell you what, we would be far from the establishment. We would be far from a fascist state in this country today on so many different fronts. I was just highlighting the fact that Jim Jordan, the U.S. representative, you know, the new congressional oversight guy that's going to get the job done, say the conservatives, yesterday's liberals, by the way, you know, they're good for nothing but to be trodden underfoot, Matthew 5:13. That's what I'm talking about. The best that you have today, friends, is exactly why you're in trouble today, because you've trusted in them to do what only you can do under God and by the power of the Holy Ghost, just for the record. But Jim Jordan, man, he's the new guy. We had Jason Chaffetz. We had none other than Trey Gowdy, and we had Daryl Eisen. They're making millions and millions of dollars in government today. Why? Because they've compromised. They've sold their souls. They have, friends, and they've sold you along with it. Now it's time for you to respond and take your government back because, again, they work for you. But what of Jim Jordan, friends? Why is he embroiled in scandal, and how come it is that we're not hearing anything about the scandal? Folks, he's there as an extorted individual. He's appointed to be there. Remember what Benito Mussolini said? He said, scoundrels are easy to control. He said, I can't have guys that are going to uphold the truth. He goes, they're the problem. They're the stumbling block. They'll impede my corrupt ways, is what he was saying, friends. And it's exactly what we're seeing today. Former OSU wrestler accuses Jim Jordan of lying about claiming to have not known about alleged abuse. Why is he covering up for it, friends? If he's covering up for it, that makes him an accomplice. That means he's just as guilty as a responsible party as to those that are committing the crimes, right? But he is, again, he's the new congressional oversight. He's the one to grill all the bad people in government. And nothing, as I said on the first segment, ever gets done. Aren't you tired of that yet, America? Because, you know, if you look at the
the republics of the past, friends, you do understand that they were destroyed because the people allowed corruption in their representatives. I just want to make clear that you understand why your country is being destroyed. They do nothing but promise what they fail to promise. That's what they do all day long. And the American people hear it cycle after cycle after cycle after cycle. And here we are again. So what I noticed today, this came up on my live feed on a social outlet and on social media. And I thought, you know what? This guy is such a liar. I just want him to prove to everybody how much of a liar he really is. I want you to see how this works, and then I'll commentate as soon as we're done playing this out. It's a 3-minute piece, but again, listen to Rep. Jim Jordan. Listen to this. He's going to grill Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton. What has he done to them? Absolutely nothing. Listen to this, friends.
Good evening. I'm Congressman Jim Jordan, representing the 4th District of Ohio. The Republican Party is the pro-America party. President Trump is the pro-American candidate.
It's unconstitutional.
This election is about who can preserve the values, principles, and institutions that make America great.
Great.
Don't believe me? Look at what's happening in American cities.
Yeah.
Cities all run by Democrats.
Democrats.
Crime, violence, and mob rule.
Stop for a second.
Democrats.
Stop for a second. He's pointing the finger as the Democrats as being the problem. Then let me ask you the question, friends. Since the Republicans, just to show you how this game is played, since the Republicans are in power, why is it that they haven't enforced the law against the crimes of those that they call the Democrats? Because it shows you how worthless they are. And it shows you that they're in it together, friends. Okay? It's the Republicans that are in power today, friends, unconstitutional though they may be, but the American people are led by the nose right straight to hell, along with their favorite politicians, and so they follow in close pursuit. The fact of the matter is they fail to enforce the law against the crimes of those that they're complaining about, which, folks, is an exhibition of how the game is played. Go on.
Just to denounce the mob and their response to the chaos. Defund the police, defund Border Patrol, and defund our military. And while they're doing all this, they're also trying to take away your guns.
Wait a second. Take away your guns. They are trying to take away your guns, friends. Do you remember when we had Dr. June Knight on the radio show? And she told us that she, because she's a White House correspondent, so she's been there, she's got the hat and t-shirt, right? Well, she told us that she would sit there during meetings, world leaders would get together, and one of them spouted out in front of her that if you want to tear down the system of government in which you currently have, she said to set up a two-party system. You see how this works? This is how you're being undermined, friend. This two-party system. Jim Jordan's sitting here now telling the American people how the Democrats are trying to take away your guns when, in fact, Donald Trump, the first 500 days of his administration, if you want to call it that, this new global head or point man, it's interesting to note that he's the one that has passed 55 new gun legislation on laws which undermine the U.S. Constitution, namely the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, but we have Jim Jordan lying to the American people saying it's the Democrats that are taking away their guns, yet it's in fact Donald Trump that's doing it. And if you want to do a little homework on that, or if you want facts, instead of calling me names, why don't you go ahead and email me and I'll send you the links over to show you exactly what's happening here. And first and foremost, you might want to pay attention to why gun owners of America will no longer support Donald Trump. It's because of what I just got done telling you. So it's not the Democrats alone taking away your guns, friends. And it's not the shadow government. It's not the deep state, because they can't do what they do with, guess what, friends, without the help of current politicians that are passing these unconstitutional policies in the first place. Go on.
They've taken the past few months. Democrats won't let you go to church, but they'll let you protest.
Oh.
Democrats won't let you go to work, but they'll let you riot. Democrats won't let you go to school, but they'll let you go loot.
I haven't heard.
Fought against each of their crazy ideas.
Just go ahead and stop here again. The Democrats haven't stopped anything that I've always done, friends, just for the records. And the fact of the matter is, what Jim Jordan right now is showing you is he's magnifying the crime instead of the law. And this is why judgment is turned backwards in this country. Read Isaiah 59. You magnify Jimmy, John, Listen to me, Jimmy, Jordan, the extorted one, you lying Judas. Just for the record, you and your job is to magnify the law against their crimes, not to blow in the wind to the American people as to how you're not doing your job and blowing up the crimes against the law. But this is the Kool-Aid they want you to drink, America. This is the Kool-Aid they want you to drink. Okay.
Swamp. All of the swamp. The Democrats.
The swamp. Oh, now he's talking about how the swamp has been drained. Five years later, friends. 5 years later. And I'm including the presidential campaign trail, where Donald Trump promised to bring back in the rule of law, to bring forth a special prosecutor to drain the swamp. 5 years later, not one individual has been prosecuted. So here again, we have Jimmy Jordan lying to the American people about what Donald Trump, in fact, has not done, but he's trying to get you to believe that he has done. Go ahead, Judah.
And the Never Trumpers. And when you take on the swamp,
Never Trumpers.
The swamp fights back.
Let me stop.
They tried to rush.
Never Trumpers are those that are holding to the law and not to unconstitutional parties. There's over 101 unconstitutional parties. By the way, as I warned, there would be a Muslim caucus up and coming if the American people didn't pay attention to what was going on and how this game was being played out, because what they're attempting to do is Europeanize America. In fact, there is now a Muslim caucus, just for the record. So when we're talking about Never Trumpers, we're on God's side here. And if Donald Trump does the right thing, we'll stand with him. If he does the wrong thing, we'll be the first one to stand against him. Go ahead, Judah.
Hoax, the Mueller investigation, and the fake impeachment. But in spite of this unbelievable opposition, this president has done what he said he would do.
Not at all.
Taxes cut. Regulations reduced.
Hang on a second. He's going to talk about the deficit now, friends. The deficit is up $8.3 trillion at the end of the next 4 years. Donald Trump on the presidential campaign promised the American people that he was going to go ahead and do away with the deficit. He has, in fact, brought it up $8.3 trillion at the end of the next 4 years. Go ahead.
Economy growing. Lowest unemployment in 50 years. Out of the Iran embassy.
It's not his job. Can anybody show me in the U.S. Constitution where it's the job of the government to produce jobs? It's not. It's their job to get out of the way so we can do that. It's unconstitutional. Friends, all these talking points are exactly what George Orwell warned us of. It's a political language created to make lies sound truthful. This man is full-faced lying to the American people. I believe his accusers. Why? Because I know that everything he's telling us right now is a complete lie. I'm going to come back on the other side of this hard break, and we're going to finish watching the lying rep, Jimmy Jordan, rip apart Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton. Hey, folks, are you appeased with the rest of America? Well, they continuously destroy the country because of their dereliction of duty and not enforcing the laws against their crimes? Well, they hope you do.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Kentucky grand jury has indicted one officer, Brett Hankinson, on 3 counts of wanton endangerment in the death of Breonna Taylor. No other indictments have been announced. Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron saying,
according to Kentucky law, the use of force by Mattingly and Cosgrove was justified to protect themselves. This justification bars us from pursuing criminal charges in Miss Breonna Taylor's death.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden in Charlotte, North Carolina, saying President Trump acted too slowly regarding the coronavirus outbreak.
He knew exactly how bad the pandemic was back in February. He didn't say a thing. And if he had spoken, 37,000 more people would be alive today.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Hearings galore on Capitol Hill. Aside from a hearing on COVID going on in the Senate, Fed Chair Jerome Powell is testifying before a Democratic-led House hearing, to which House Minority Whip Steve Scalise is praising the Fed chairman for his leadership.
As we work together through this, I just want to thank you for keeping a steady hand at the Federal Reserve, which has been so important as we start seeing this economic recovery.
Powell telling the committee there are signs that the economy is improving.
Many economic indicators show marked improvement. Household spending looks to have recovered about three-quarters of its earlier decline, likely owing in part to federal stimulus payments and expanded unemployment benefits.
A self-described anarchist in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, pled guilty to destroying a police car during the George Floyd protests. The man admitting to his criminal acts and expressing remorse, he was charged with a federal offense and indicted by a grand jury. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, so I got some of these goofy people over on Facebook right now that are saying, why don't you just let him say what he needs to say? He's lying so much, man, I literally have to stop at every lie that he tells to expose it. How do you tell if a stick is crooked? You lay a straight one next to it. Right? It's like the FBI. If you want to detect counterfeit bills, you study the real ones. That's what I've been doing, so you would know the difference. And you're angry because I'm talking in between? Well, then turn the channel. Man, there's plenty of conservatives that will tell you what you want to hear. Yesterday's liberals, they're good for nothings. Boy, when are they going to get a spine and actually stand up and confront the president with the facts rather than just taking everything in as if a god speaks, right? Well, I'm here to tell you and set the record straight that what he's telling you is not true because what he's doing is opposite of what he promised to do. You're welcome. You're welcome. Just for the record again, you are welcome. Let me get back to this. We're playing the audio from Rep. Jim Jordan, lie every step of the way, extorted Jim Jordan, mind you. But people are appeased by the fact that he's going to rip apart Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton. And what have we heard him do, friends? Do nothing but blame the other side concerning what they're guilty of. And it shows you that when they magnify crime, it shows you that government's not doing their job. Their job is to maintain order, to restrain men from sin, to condemn the wicked, and to justify the righteous. Deuteronomy 25:1. That's not what's happening here. They're sitting here making excuses for what they call the problem in government. And they want you to believe that they're the answer, when in fact, that's all they're doing is telling you the problems. Come on! 2 + 2 equals what? Judah, go on.
There were some hostages home from North Korea, a new USMCA agreement, and of course he's building the wall and rebuilding our economy as we speak.
He is absolutely lying, as I shared with you yesterday. You go ahead and get mad at me all you want, you foolish ones. There's no wall being built. The wall that's being refurbished is the one that fell down. There's absolutely no wall being rebuilt. And if you can prove otherwise, the number's 1-866-582-9933. And I've opened the phone lines up several times for you to expose me in front of 131 cities, but apparently you can't do that. See, this is what's so nice about being right. Is when you stick to the facts, you don't have to worry about if you're right or wrong. No, because that's all you are doing is bringing the facts to the world. And the only thing that you can go off is what you've heard and want to parrot because it upholds your favorite corrupt politician. That's really what this comes down to. Go ahead, Judah.
The president's intensity and his willingness to fight every day in Washington for our families.
Oh, it's his job
but
to fight for our families.
What I also appreciate about the president is something most Americans never get to see. How much he truly cares about people.
Oh,
our family has seen it.
How much he truly cares about people. Now what he wants to do is, outside of his blatant lies that he just gave to you for 2 minutes, friends, now he wants to overstep principle and the law that they're supposed to uphold and play the emotions of the American people. Now, the fact of the matter is there's a human element involved here. You know what? Donald Trump is probably a pretty cool guy. But you know what? I could trust him as far as I could throw him. Because I know what he really is. I know who he really is. And how do you do that? Ask one individual. You judge them by the fruit that they produce. And I want to tell you something. It's nothing but rotten, corrupt, wicked fruit. And it pushes forth a global agenda that most don't want to acknowledge here. Okay? And let me say it one more time before I move topics here. There's 1,152 other candidates to choose from concerning presidential contenders. And you've only been given two. Senile, right? Joe Biden, treasonous Joe Biden, Article 3, Section 3, and Donald Trump. That's the best that you've got. And what do they do to drive opposition and more support to his base, friends? They give you Kamala Harris. They give you Pete Buttigieg. They give you none other than a bunch of little communists, as if to suggest the American people want them. Of course they don't. And then what do? They come behind and they try to prop up Joe Biden like he's legitimate. There's no legitimacy to this guy. But if you don't know the difference, they're going to always do whatever you let them get away with, and it's exactly what they're doing today. So let's jump topics here because we're kind of segueing right into the topic. George Washington warned of the party spirit. He warned of the party spirit, Democrats versus Republicans. Friends, I would love for someone to call in, especially a new listener, because I know there's a lot of you listening right now. I want you to show me how stupid Bradley Dean is, and I want you to show me by the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, or the Bill of Rights, or the Declaration of Independence. You can go back to the Articles of Confederation if you would like to. If you want to go back to the Mayflower Compact, you can do that as well. I would like very much for you to call in and tell me where in the Constitution that there is a Republican Party and that there is a Democratic Party, and or one 99 other party affiliates. I need you to call in 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, okay? I need you to call in and set everybody straight on Bradley Dean. I really do. And I greatly appreciate it because I don't, in fact, know everything. But I do know how to hold to the course that's been given to me, the Word of God and the Constitution, because the Bible is the rock upon which a republic rests. Article 4, Section 4. Okay? So the lines are open. So, political language is designed to make lies sound truthful. Whoa, who said that? George Orwell, back in 1984. That's pretty crazy, isn't it? Matter of fact, just for all of you Trumpites once again, just last week I again heard this president talking of our purified democracy. Wow! Our democracy! You know, the last president to acknowledge that we were a constitutional republic was Ronald Reagan. Remember his slogan? Make America Great Again? Oops, didn't want to give it away. But guess what Donald Trump picked up? Making America Great Again. Same thing as Ronald Reagan. And if you go back about 40 years before that, we know a guy over in Germany that used the same slogan, Make Germany Great Again. Sound familiar, friends? Whoa! Pretty crazy, isn't it? But Donald Trump just said that we are a purified democracy. Whoa! I didn't know that we were a democracy. Over and over again, administration after administration, what do they say? America is a democracy. Read Hosea 4:6, we are not. Okay? If you look at what our forefathers have said, namely the architect of the First Amendment, Fisher Ames, said, a democracy is a volcano which conceals the fiery materials of its own destruction. Yep. The voice of the people ruling over that of the law. We are not that. We are ruled by law, not by opinion or the majority or the minority of the people. He goes on, Fisher Ames did, architect of the First Amendment. These will produce an eruption and carry desolation in their way. The known propensity of a democracy is licentiousness, excessive license, okay, which the ambitious and ignorant believe to be liberty. Nope. Liberty is the right to do the what the law permits. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. There's no such thing as liberty outside of that, at least not real liberty before God. Read 2 Corinthians 3:17 and go back to precede that scripture with John 8:32. So no matter how many times I broadcast this or preach this from the pulpits across the country, I see that the people continuously return to what they are told from these politicians, which are incrementally undermining our constitutional republic by convincing you that we are a democracy. And guess what? The Lord says my people would have it so, and they would, to their own demise, Jeremiah 5:31. Now, the third president of the United States of America said of democracy, a democracy is nothing more than mob rule. Okay? You know, we're hearing from Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's understanding it's very hot where she's at right now. And by the way, the children aren't there that she advocated the murder of because they're in heaven. It's interesting to note, friends, that she was the one that said, you know what, she's talking about equal rights for everybody. But I want to put that into perspective, friends. It's equal rights under the law constitutionally, not above the law, the way that she acted as a demigod. Okay? So a democracy is nothing more than mob rule where 51% of the people may take away the rights of the other 49. If they are transgressors of the law, they forfeit their rights. So when you look at the homosexuals, you look at the Muslims that are not here to assimilate but to conquer, when you look at these subversive groups, these big tech companies that are subversive, folks, they don't have American law on their side. They are subversive towards American governments, which means that they have forfeited their rights. In other words, a word of encouragement, the law's on your side, friends. Right? The law's on your side. So what are you doing, all the while knowing that the law's on your side, besides sitting there and making excuses for what you're leaving undone? Oh my goodness, that ain't going to work for you on Judgment Day, Hebrews 9:27. Let me go to the second president of the United States of America concerning democracy. Donald Trump just said we are a purified democracy. He said, remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself, all by design. Did you hear that? Democracies never last long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. It's exactly what's happening today. So if you want to have a conversation about Donald Trump doing his job, I can tell you right now, he's not doing his job. He is deceiving the people. Why? Because he himself is deceived. We're not a democracy. We've never been a democracy. We're not an empire of the laws of men. We're an empire of the laws of God, said the second president of the United States of America. So let me ask you, is this what you're being told today? Is this the fruit of what we've been warned of by our forefathers? Oh, you know it is. You know it is. Yet again, Americans continually follow the example of those that are perverting this nation's foundations rather than those who established them. How ignorant can a people be? You know, we hear the revisionists talk about how stupid our forefathers are and were. Well, they continuously water down the truth of who they were and what it is that they did to establish the longest standing constitution in modern history. That's how stupid they were. Oh, and by the way, for the record, if you ever study on any of them, study up on them, many of them were educated. But make sure that you get your Webster's 1828 out so you can understand the words that they used in so many different ways, right? I'm going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Check us out on YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media. Before it's news, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866 233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Well, I got about 2,428 engagements right now saying vote Trump, Trump, Pence. Well, Pence is much of a liar as Donald Trump is, and they're all there protecting him concerning his crimes against you, the people, that are saying vote for Trump. That's how ignorant these people are, friends. And we have other friends out there that are saying, Bradley's waiting for your phone call. Call in. I am. I'm still waiting. I've been waiting for a lot of years, friends, for people to prove me wrong. Now let's get to this, okay, because we're not going to spend much time on these squeaky wheels that don't know to care care to know the difference, let me say it that way, because they don't. They could care less. They want to keep going on justifying the unjustifiable, rejecting the counsel of God against themselves. They're going to find themselves in a bad place at the end of the day, and they're going to answer to God for what they've left undone and what they have done, okay? And they're adding strength to tyranny by playing this game with their children's future. That's how much they care about their kids. They don't care about their kids. If they did, they would take heed, prove what I'm saying right now, and hold the President of the United States of America to the standard of the U.S. Constitution, which is predicated and premised upon the Word of God. Okay? And it's all set up, by the way, going back to the point of George Washington warned of the party spirit. We all know, especially my listeners, Mark 3:25, if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand because the grown-ups of this world still haven't figured out how that they're being played and deceived. Okay, pro wrestling at its very worst. And when we go to Washington, D.C., folks, that's all we have to do is look at the clowns, the actors, and the circus of politics who continuously entertain you out of your freedoms. Tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. So as long as they're entertaining you, they're controlling you, and controlled and brainwashed, many of you are, friends. Let's go back over to this because I want to get to the pith and marrow of this message today. George Washington, the first president of the United States of America, said, "Beware of the party spirit." Okay? He said in 1796, the farewell address, by the way, all the way up until 1962, in public schools, students had to read this and know it for themselves. It's a short little booklet, before they would graduate high school. Okay, but this has all been expunged. It's been removed from the schools, and we wonder why we have a bunch of protesters standing against their own country today. While those that call themselves, you know, all these Trumpites, they're the ones sending their kids to public schools to be indoctrinated in the first place. So you can see the circle as to how it's coming back around, right? But George Washington said in 1796, farewell address, that political parties are likely, in the course of time and things, to become potent engines by which cunning, listen, cunning, read Ephesians 4:14, by which cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men will be enabled to subvert the power of the people and to usurp for themselves the reins of government, hello, destroying afterwards the very engines which have lifted them up to unjust dominion. Oh my goodness. Could you have worded it any better than George Washington? Listen to the eloquence. You want to talk about putting the right words in the right place and context. That man did it. He went on to argue the alternate domination of one faction over another. Hello, the Republicans over the Democrats and the Democrats over the Republicans, sharpened by the spirit of revenge, natural to party dissension, which in different ages and countries has perpetuated the most horrid enormities. It itself a frightful despotism. But this leads at length to a more formal and permanent despotism. The disorders and miseries which result gradually incline the minds of men to seek security and repose in the absolute power of an individual. And sooner or later, said George Washington, the chief of some prevailing faction, more able or more fortunate than his competitors, turns this disposition to the purposes of his own elevation on the ruins of public liberty. Should I stop right there, friends? If that doesn't define Donald Trump, I don't know what does. Same thing with Barack Obama. Same thing with George W. Bush. Same thing with Bill Clinton. Same thing with George Bush Sr. Turns the disposition to the purposes of his own elevation on the ruins of public liberty. In other words, what they're saying, it's about them, not your liberties. Okay? What Washington called the spirit of party was, he argued, inseparable from our nature, having its root in the strongest passion of the human mind. Namely, the tribal passion to separate the world into we versus they. Oh my gosh. This is the 1700s. Folks, what shows you Ecclesiastes 1:9, there's nothing new under the sun. It what shows you that history has repeated itself again. He warned us of what we're seeing play out in front of our faces today. This spirit can then easily become a desire to see our side win, regardless of whether or our side is better than their side, and regardless of the issues at stake or the facts of the matter. Is this what's happening today? See, folks, this is why Benjamin Rush said prevention is better than cure. But the American people, ignorant though many are, they would rather learn the school and through the school of hard knocks. And in this case, it's probably going to fall to their children because these people have been derelict of duty far too long and they could care less about their kids. That's why they're sucked into the cycle again and they're passing the baton of slavery back over to their children. That's the history of men right there. Here, let me D.H. Lawrence, and I want you to hear this quote because it's an important quote. And tell me if it's applicable to what you're seeing today. Men fight for liberty, the greatest generation in the 40s, and win it with hard knocks through their sacrifice. Their children brought up easy. Yep, the boomers, right? Let it slip away again. Poor fools. And then their grandchildren, this generation, are once more slaves. Is that what we're seeing happen? No, it's exactly what's happening. Man, you know, I just almost want to say it, but I probably better not. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Because nobody can dovetail anything the way that you do. You ever notice in Scripture, friends, where all of a sudden it goes from one point and then it jumps to another point? And it's like, well, wait a second, did he cut that off or what's the deal? No, that was written purposely through the prophets because it was only the Holy Ghost that could bridge it from one point to the next. He was the one to fill the gap. That's why it's so important to have the Holy Ghost who teaches us all things, who guides us into all truth, who gives us perfect knowledge of every circumstance and opportunity that comes before us. Now do you see the importance of the Holy Ghost concerning the topic of today? He's our educator. He's our teacher. John Adams provided a far more succinct comment on the matter concerning party affiliations and how Washington warned of the party spirit. Well, so did John Adams. He said that there is nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concerting measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest evil under our Constitution. Are you seeing that one? Just want to make sure we're all on the same page here. Don't want you to think I'm giving you my opinion, but if you want my opinion, you can call. I can give it to you. But it's going to be found on the same principles that our forefathers established, rest assured. Because I seek justice. I seek the right here, not the wrong. Not the middle way, not the compromise, not the diplomatic way. No, the black way or the white way, period. Because that's how I see things, black and white. And I'm going to end the show today with this. What does the fourth Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution say? Here, let me tell you what it says. It tells us that the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union, which starts out through their preambles acknowledging the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to guarantee to every state in our union a republican form of government, and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or the executive against domestic violence. My goodness. Folks, George Washington, in his wisdom, in his prudence, along with John Adams, George Washington, the apostolic, John Adams, the prophet, Thomas Jefferson, the teacher. Read 1 Corinthians 12:28 because it's right there, friends. Warned us of exactly what we're caught up into today, many of us. Okay? And I'm sorry for adding the word us, but I am in this with you. I am my brother's keeper, and I love you enough to tell you the truth because that's what love does. Hate doesn't tell the truth. Love does that. Folks, do you understand why my message is Matthew 3:2, Acts 20, verse 21, Acts 2:38? Because America needs to repent for the games that they have been playing far too long in this country. They need to put their faith in Jesus Christ. They need to be empowered by the Holy Ghost after they've been crucified, buried, and risen again to the Father and to His glory by His Spirit, Romans 6. Because we are called to be witnesses of the resurrection. And without what I just told you, friends, namely the Holy Ghost, who brings the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment, you have no hope. You are doomed without Christ. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Do your homework. Ask Him for forgiveness today and put your faith in Jesus Christ. Talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya!
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.